This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance joins me to delve into the people and institutions that drive the local creative industries and create positive cultural and economic impact in our area. And Deb Pollack, today we're going to look into the passion, dedication, effort, and struggles that it takes to run an art gallery.
And successes of an art gallery as well. An artist gallery, we'll be speaking with our guest today, Jill Damon from 16 Hands, which is located at the Carytown Shops in Ann Arbor. And so we're delighted to have Jill with us. She started out as an artist herself and has been involved with the gallery early on.
Good morning and welcome, Jill.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Jill, let's dive a little into the history of the gallery. It began as a co-op.
Well, it was active for about 13 years.
What is an artist co-op?
Well, there were 8 members originally, which is where the name came from, of course. And each artist put their own work in, and that was the only work that was in the gallery, was by those 8 artists. The structure that we had was everyone paid a monthly fee, and then everyone paid a percentage of sales. And then all the workload, the advertising, cleaning, staffing the shop, those were all split up between the members.
And that's a model that still exists today, but 16 yeah. Hands evolved out of that model and became an independently owned gallery by yourself. You eventually bought it out?
Right. In the early 80s, the economy was pretty bad, and a number of the artists who had started the shop moved out of state. And so it sort of whittled down to about 4 of us, and then there were 2 of us, and then I bought out the last partner. And so I've been the sole owner since 1988.
Dave, that's actually something that happens often with co-ops. They start out with a collective and then shifts and change, and sometimes they go on to be a single proprietorship or they evolve into something else. So in this case, the success of 16 Hands under your leadership, as it was downtown on Main Street and now is at Carytown, and you chose to move to Carytown for any particular reason?
Well, first we started out on Washington Street, and then moved to Main Street after I was sole owner in 1988. We were there for a very long time, and the business model changed a bit over those years since I couldn't fill the shop with all my own work, of course. You know, we had a lot of great years on Main Street. I loved being there, but then it just sort of, the economy was bad, and rents kept going up, and we just couldn't afford to stay there.
It seems as though you have gone through thick and thin to keep this gallery going, no matter what. What is behind the drive to keep working through the struggles and make this endeavor work?
Oh, good question. I guess it's a passion for things that are handmade and wanting to support other artists and expose the general public to things that are handmade and help them to understand the value of them and how they can become part of everyday life and enrich life, not just something you look at in a museum.
And Jill, for yourself, what's your own personal joy? What's the personal payoff for this? What makes you the most happiest about this work?
Well, helping out the artists, for one thing, and seeing the delight in people's faces when they pick up a piece of pottery or jewelry or whatever appeals to them, and they get it somehow. They realize that it was made by hand, that there's something special about it. It's not just machine made in China. It's something that has a heart and a soul, and it sparks something in them, touches a chord, and I just love seeing that connection.
And I know as somebody who has purchased things in your shop, usually as gifts, I fall in love with something and I'm giving it away and I only wish that there were duplicates so I could have one myself.
That happens a lot, yeah.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU and this is Creative Impact. My partner Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and we are joined today by Jill Damon. Jill is the owner and founder of the 16 Hands Art Gallery in Ann Arbor's Carytown.
So, Jill, we've covered a little bit about your personal and emotional investment in 16 Hands. So let's talk a little bit about the business side of things. Does an art gallery, does an artist gallery such as 16 Hands differ than other retail outlets in the community? Are they the same? Are they different? Tell us a little bit about those business models.
There's definitely differences. Originally, 16 Hands started out more of a gallery model where there were rotating shows. The stable of artists changed and turned over fairly regularly. And quite often, galleries are nonprofit and may have some public funding. We never had that, but we were kind of a hybrid, I guess, for most of our years, especially on Main Street, where we would have occasional group shows or one-person shows. And then the rest of the time, and along with that, we would have things that were available for purchase, either for gifts or for home or for the garden, whatever. But the common thread was always connecting art and the public.
And Jill, you're connecting not only with local artists, but artists from around the country and around the world. Has technology and the online presence and online sales become an important part of the model for you?
Yeah, it definitely has. It's often hard to see people come in with their phones and do comparison shopping while they're in the shop and looking at things online at the same time.
I could see where that would be distressing.
Yeah, it is, definitely. So we try to educate people about the value of supporting small businesses and local businesses in particular. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't, but I think the main advantage we have over the online shopping is just the experience of it and learning about the artist and how something was made and appreciating the hands-on nature of it.
And as a small business, local business owner, you are also engaged in the community and have your own interest. I understand you're very interested in sustainable environmental practices.
Mm-hmm.
How do you show that in your store and your practices as a business owner?
Well, we've been doing it so long, it's kind of second nature now, but we, like all retail businesses, we go through a lot of paper. And,
oh, I bet.
Yeah. And all of our gift boxes, bags, tissue paper, office paper are all made from recycled materials, as is our gift wrap. Anything that we can't reuse, like packaging peanuts and that sort of thing, we give to another business that reuses them. We reuse all of the bubble wrap, anything we possibly can.
So it's businesses helping businesses as well as the
community.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Once again, this is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with the founder and owner of 16 Hands Art Gallery in Ann Arbor's Carytown District. And as we discuss stewardship, I don't want to leave out what you're doing with some of the kids from the Neutral Zone as part of the Carytown First Friday event. What can you tell us about that? That's another way of kind of helping steward us through the community.
Right. That's coming up this Friday. And we're going to be at 16 Hands sponsoring three performers from the Neutral Zone's B-side. That's their music studio. It will be three young people doing, you know, a variety of things from spoken word poetry to there'll be an indie acoustic duo and a jazz guitar and vocalist. We're just really pleased to be able to support these young people and give them a venue for performing. Hopefully a lot of people will come out to hear them. And also part of the First Friday event is a passport to prizes where people can pick up a passport and go around to the different shops and eateries that are involved and get their passport stamped. And then at the end of the weekend or that day, you turn it in and you'll be entered into a drawing for prizes that are donated by each of the participating shops.
That's a fun way to get to know the businesses and the people in the Carytown area that you may not have visited before.
That's what we love about our community. There's always something to do in everywhere and opportunity to see what Neutral Zone kids are doing and having people like you, Jill, that give, you know, the opportunity to be engaged in the community and having an adult who is stewarding you. So thanks for doing that. So as you look at 16 Hands now and into the future, what are you looking at? What are you hoping for as time progresses?
Well, a lot of our former patrons on Main Street are still finding us gradually and realizing that we didn't go out of business. So that's sort of been an uphill battle. But the whole Carytown district is really blossoming, I think, now. It's really coming into its own. There's lots of great little shops for people to go to, not just one or two, and as well as, of course, the farmer's market and all the fish market and Sparrow and everything on the first floor. It's a little bit of a challenge to get people up to the second floor. So we're hoping to increase that traffic and just increase the awareness about crafts and artwork and all the local makers there are out there that are making beautiful things and trying to connect those with people.
Well, we look forward to working with you on that as well. And
hope to do a little bit more of the community partnerships that we've started. We've been working with the Rainbow Rehab Center in Ypsilanti and hope to do some things with Arts Alliance.
We'll look forward to that, absolutely.
Well, Jill, thank you so much for your time today, and we certainly wish you well. And everybody head down to Carytown and check out 16 Hands.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That is Jill Damon, founder and owner of 16 Hands Art Gallery in Carytown in Ann Arbor. And a thanks to you, Deb Pollack.
Absolutely, David. It's always a pleasure.
Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. Creative Impact is a regular feature heard each Tuesday on your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.